Thursday, it's time to spotlight the Community Foundation of Lorain County, connecting people who care with causes that matter. Brittany Lovett joins us from the Community Foundation. Hi, Britt.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Spring is here. What kind of things does the Community Foundation sort of plan for this time of the year?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up our applications for our scholarship. So we got about over 2,000 different applications that we have to comb through. I was just talking to someone. They asked, how do you do that? So we have a pretty awesome system where students just log in and it matches them to all the different scholarships that are available based on the information they put in. And then our scholarship manager, Angela Lee, she finds people in our communities who want to be on the scholarship committee. So she has, five or six different committees, and they're tasked to read over each of these applications and match it with the criteria and pick the students. So now is a busy time at the Community Foundations for scholarships.
Well, that's great. And, of course, it's all different amounts, and every little bit helps when someone's looking to pay for their education.
Yeah, I mean, it's undergrad, it's graduate, it's trade school, all different types of majors and minors. And like you said, every single dollar helps.
That's good. And when do they get a notified that they have been chosen for that? How long does that process take?
So we, these committee meetings normally happen in person. Last year was the first time we did them virtual, so we're going to do that again. But we're on track to have the decisions by the end of May. And then what we do in June, last year was our first time doing a drive-through celebration. So if you know where our building is on Levitt Road, we have a circular parking lot. And so we had students and their parents drive around for a celebration. So we can't wait to the end of May, but then be able to celebrate with the students in June.
So you bring up the month of May already, and I see you got some strategic planning webinar to help some folks out at that time, too.
We do. So, we offer nonprofit resources, and so we're partnering with BVU to bring a strategic planning course. And so, over the pandemic, a lot of nonprofits have had to shift from what they thought they were going to do. And so, we just felt that it would be a great time to bring this type of webinar to help plan, what is the next 3 to 5 years look like for organizations. So if you are a part of a nonprofit, whether you work for one, you serve on a board, or you volunteer and just want to learn more information, we have a webinar on May 21st. If you go to our website, peoplewhocare.org, you can participate in a strategic planning webinar.
No, it's interesting. So is that some of the things that Community Foundation sort of does on a regular basis, sort of a teaching or has things that instruct?
Yes. Yeah, so it's funny. We work with BVU for our strategic plan for 18 months. And so one of the things that came out of our strategic plan was to offer these type of, programs for our nonprofits. So we try to offer something quarterly. This quarter coming up is strategic planning. And then the next one, we're going to try to model something around resilience and figure out, there's just so many layers to how our nonprofits have been going and going and going. And so we just want to be supportive of them.
Brett, the real estate market is hot. People are moving into Lorain County for the first time, day by day. For people who may not know about the Community Foundation, tell them what it's all about.
Yeah, so you're right. I have new neighbors and new everything. I see a moving truck every other day, it seems. So the Community Foundation of Lorain County has been around for 40 years, and we have been providing scholarships and grants to our community. And through our generous donors from all over the county, we really are able to do that work and find out what people are passionate about and make sure that we are helping them, give to the things that they love. So if you don't know about the Community Foundation, give us a call at 440-984-7390 or visit our website at peoplewhocare.org.
And who doesn't want to be a people who care, right? Everybody feels like they want to help. Pardon my grammar. Brittany Lovett joins us from the Community Foundation, Marketing Communication Officer. You've got your annual meeting in June coming up. What kind of things happen at that?
It's one of those things where we're deciding, virtual and some type of hybrid way to go is the best option. And so this year for our annual meeting, we really want to focus in on our affiliate funds. So we have four of them, our African American Community Fund, Hispanic Fund, Women's Fund, and Youth Fund. And so we want to tell their stories. We want to highlight them. We want to talk about their connections to the community because some people don't know about them. You may have heard about them, but you don't know exactly what they do. So they're all advisory boards, and they've been helping out in the community for decades now. And so we're going to celebrate them. And another thing that's awesome that's going to be at this annual meeting, it is the Jim Dillman Community Service Award. So Jim Dillman was someone who worked for Nordson Corporation in the 60s. And from all the things I've read about him, he was just an extremely likable guy. And he just knew everyone and tried to help every organization and everything. So we have our 2021 Jim Dillman Community Service Award, and we're currently taking nominations. So if you know of a person or an organization who is doing great work here in Lorain County, truly making an impact, we ask that you go to our website, download the nomination form, and you tell us about that person. Nominations are due by May 7th, and we convene a committee, and we decide who that person who is going to be the recipient, and they will get $1,000 to donate to a nonprofit that has a fund at our organization.
One of the things that you're still planning that's kind of a little long range, and it didn't work out too well last year, was the Connect to the Cause. I mean, as far as working out the way you had hoped to, it kind of switched it up last year with a different way. What's going to happen this year with Connect to the Cause 2021?
Yeah, you know, 2020, we had to adapt. We had to do what we had to do, and we enjoyed, connecting with you guys throughout that day. And so Connect to a Talk 2021 is going to be September 16th, and, we have 70-plus organizations that have signed up. So we had 56 last year, and this year we have 70-plus. So we're so excited to work with these organizations, and while we still have to be a little bit flexible with our planning because we don't know what September looks like, we definitely have tons of social media campaigns and things planned for the community to learn about these 70-plus organizations and decide which one they want to go give to.
Lots going on for the Community Foundation. If you want to find out more, peoplewhocare.org is the site. You can follow them on Facebook and social media as well, and maybe even give them a call if you'd like to be a part or take part in some of the things that they have. Or maybe there's a scholarship in the future for you, and think about that in the next coming years or so. Brittany, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Brittany Lovett joining us, the Marketing and Communication Officer for Community Foundation of Lorain County. Again, peoplewhocare.org.